Hello and welcome to Align and Mirth Podcast. My name is Mirta and I am your host. This podcast is a place where I share my experiences and knowledge of spirituality and personal growth. I'm an energy practitioner, intuitive diviner, and medium, and I look forward to walking this journey with you. Hello, my peeps. How are you guys doing? How are you? I hope that you guys are calm, collected, cool, grounded, centered, leveled, equal, like whichever word, phrase that can mean full balance, whichever word that comes up as meaning centered. This is what I wish upon for you at this very moment in time. I have decided that I wanted to do the monthly energy readings now on the podcast. I'm still going to have like insights and snippets of the energy reading on the newsletter that I send out with all the information about Align and Mirth and anything that is up and coming or anything that I'm working on. But I wanted to start including the energy readings for the month via the podcast. So right now the sound that you guys are hearing is me shuffling my cards and just getting the cards to sort of like wake up a little bit so that I can sort of get in to this energy reading. There's cards that are like flipping out. That lets me know that the deck is ready. However, I haven't fully set the intention as to what I am looking for. Sometimes the cards just sort of flip out as to bring things to my awareness, and I sort of just sometimes just put them back if I haven't set the intention as of yet. Sometimes I'll just mix up the cards and get, you know, an open message of whatever spirit wants to bring forth to me. But for this particular reading, it is for the month of July. So I ask my spirit guides to please provide me insight, information, and clarity into the month of July for the collective. So this is collectively for all of us. If it applies to you, great. If you don't feel any connection to it, you are definitely welcome to leave it, right? Leave it if it doesn't apply. So I already got one card, the Three of Cups, Page of Cups. Let me just get one more card here so I can do a three card reading. Okay, so I wanted one card, but two came out. And we have the Justice card and the Empress, with the back of the deck card being Seven of Wands. So the deck that I am using is called the Wanderer Star Tarot by Kat Pierce. And this deck was gifted to me by my amazing friend Eunice. Her IG handle is Rising Corazon. If you guys are looking for someone on the West Coast or just a friend overall, highly suggest that you guys reach out to her. She provides energy healing, Reiki, oracle readings. And she has little, what she calls pláticas, which is little chats. Reach out to her. Again, her IG handle is Rising Corazon. So for the July energy reading from the Wanderer Star tarot deck, the first card was the Three of Cups. Now, the Three of Cups always comes about for like celebrations, happiness, joining with friends, community, sharing spaces with people that you love. It shows, it speaks about like an abundance of joy, laughter. It's almost, it comes after when we are experiencing like moments of happiness, being that we are currently in summer here in the New York area. I wasn't even gonna say the United States. Here in New York, it's a time for us to spend outside with the sun, right? Brings happiness. You feel great with the sun. So the energy for July is calling forth a lot of abundance with like joy, right? So like celebrations. Use the time, use the day to experience joy with friends, with family, co-workers, if you are into going out with your co-workers after work. Like really enjoy the time and celebrate things with them, right? Don't stay behind not celebrating events because of you're too busy. Use the time, enjoy the time. That's what life is for. I'm always advocating for like using or being available when the time is when the time calls for it. The next card is the Page of Cups. Now, the Page of Cups is seen as like the introduction to, let's say, I want to call it like a stage in life, right? So the Page card in all of the suits brings forth the energy of like a younger human, a younger person, right? Being of the age, let's say younger than, I would want to say younger than like 12 and 13, probably even 14, sort of like that young, mature age. The Page of Cups speaks of love, being that it's like the Cups card with emotions and intuition. It speaks of magic. It speaks of sort of delving into things that are for enjoyment, delving into things that are of like the uncovering of like emotions. It speaks a lot about connecting with like intuition. So a connection of within ourselves, right? Mixing it in with the Three of Cups, you can see how both of these cards speak of joy, how both of these cards for the month of July are basically telling us to live life through a sense of like a youthfulness, leave behind sort of like the responsibilities, have this sense of like nurturing for yourself, but from a not from a you know, I have responsibilities, I need to do this, I have to care for my home, I have to, bills to pay, as a form of like sense of security, but more of like tending to that inner child, that laughter, tending to things that bring about like that, not carelessness, but a sense of like, you know that you have responsibilities, but you need to include time for play within your work, right? That's what the message that I am sort of looking into with these two cards. Then after that, we have here the Justice card. Now, the Justice card speaks about balance, equality, speaks about the ruling of the heart and the mind. I would say that's the meaning for me. It is the clarity of the mind. It is the balance within our own bodies. It is the balance between our emotions. It is the balance between the physical and the spiritual. That's what I see with the Justice card. So, overall, with this card, with the Justice card, with the Three of Cups and the Page of Cups both being cup cards, there's a lot of like emotion, right? So, the Justice brings in st like just inf reinforcing that message of not living life so rigidly, right? So rigid. Rigid is rigidly even a word. Not living life so rigid. Experience life, move through life, bring about that balance that is needed, bring about balance in a softer, more joyful sort of way. Like right now, as I'm just like speaking, I am just like envisioning sort of like a velvety fabric. You see how it's like so soft and it's so easily to maneuver, to touch, to fold, sort of like move through life in that sort of way. What brings you enjoyment? What brings you laughter? What brings you joy? What brings you ease? That is what's like the message that's coming about. What makes your heart fall into a place where you feel that you are aligned, and yet you feel that you are structured, that you're not leaving anything behind, that you're not like leaving one thing or not paying attention to one thing to grab the next. Like, what, think about what is it that brings you to that moment. And then lastly, the card that we have is the Empress card. And the Empress card is one of my favorite cards because it speaks about like the self-care that one gives to themselves, as well as the love and care that one gives to others, right? So if you notice, most of these cards are speaking about the dancing between the two lines, right? So, like, take care of your responsibilities, obviously, but also don't leave the fun out. The Empress card talks about harmony and abundance and grace, having the ability to know of your responsibilities, but also affording yourself the time to care for yourself, to care for yourself as you care for others. Use this time in July to like really enjoy the summer, really enjoy the time. Take the vacation seriously if you need it. Take the time off. For myself, this is like I just seriously realized this is my last month of my maternity leave. I return back to work next month. Harsh reality. But that is a message also for myself, like to truly enjoy the month of July. I have a lot of projects that are going on, and I do have to find ways to like include some joyful time, but I hope that you do the same as well. Life is lived in the very, very moment. Also, rest is like I'm calling out for rest. The fall is approaching. It will be soon approaching. Next thing you know, we have Halloween, we have Christmas. Those are going to be times where we are on the go, go. So just take the time now. Leave behind the planning, leave behind the constant need to have to figure things out. Like literally Pull yourself a seat, bring those feet up, and just chill out. Like, seriously, take a chill pill. That was the tarot. I want to go ahead and use the Starseed Oracle just so that we can get, I want to call it the sweet and sour, right? So I'm using the Starseed Oracle as the sweet, and then as the sweet message, and then I'm going to use the Rebel deck as the sour, because that deck, if you have any experience with that deck, you know what I mean. But for the Starseed Oracle by Rebecca Campbell, and the message for July that we have. Okay. Alrighty. So basically, I have three cards here. So any of these three may apply to you, or all three may apply, or two may apply. I would say use your judgment as to what is the message that is calling out. Again, this is a collective reading, so it's not going to be como the message is going to be clear cut, just designed for you. It's the message is for my peeps who are out there in the ethers listening, as well as for myself. So the first card is I Remember, Soul Plan, the Fated Life versus the Destiny Life. And it's a girl, she's looking into a puddle, and it's turning into like a little whirlpool. Like, things are like basically showing up for her. This card gives the message of like just sitting back and allowing the things to basically come into clarity for yourself. Again, use the time to rest. You can't really see the rocks on a murky river unless you let the sediments, settle down, and then you can see everything that's clear below. The next card is the Courageous Peony. Peony. I'm sorry if I'm not saying that correctly. That's a flower, but it says multifaceted, unique nature. Let yourself be seen. So stop hiding behind your limited beliefs. Stop hiding behind things that are you're using up as like excuses. Show up, girl. Show up and show out. The other card that showed up is Inner Earth. You'll survive this. New solutions and beginnings. So again, it's showing this beautiful view of like coming out of like a wooded forest and into this beautiful scenery of a beach or a lake. And there's like a lot of like houses out in the area. So it's just like coming out, expanding. Also giving me the image of like a reset, sort of like a slowing down, current slow down to be then expanded. The peony, if you have ever seen one, if you haven't, I suggest that you Google so that you can see how it has so many petals, and it's like it continuously looks like if it's just ever expanding. So just growing, expanding outwards. Those were the cards for the sacred, for the Starseed Oracle. And then a card for that Rebel deck. Let's quickly see here. Right away. Don't fucking force it. Allow that shit to come to you. Again, a card of allowing, surrendering, rest. There's no need to be freaking looking for answers, need to be looking for la quinta pata al gato. There's time for you right in this very moment to allow, to nurture and care for yourself, to enjoy yourself, to live life in the moment. So I hope that this July message has allowed you to come into some clarity. Please let me know how you have received this message, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Enjoyed this episode? Leave a 5-star rating and don't forget to follow on Instagram at Align and Mirth. Also, you can book your sessions on the website at www.alignandmirth.com. Until next time, ciao!